Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
The summer circuit continues from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kema. Here now, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ live at T-Box right here in Leakes. Is this Kema, Brian, or Leak City? Kema? So, right, you know, Kema, Leak City, same thing. Listen, Dell lives right down the street from here, Lance. After the show, we're all going over to Dell's house. We're going to hang out. Dell's probably cooking for us this morning, which is just awesome. He's thrilled about the NBA Finals.
I think Dell's coming here because we got Chick-fil-A.
We do have Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And if you come here, you're going to have Chick-fil-A because there's all kinds of breakfast here. If you're looking for, they even got the fruit thing from Chick-fil-A, which no one will probably try. I'll be very disappointed
you
in
won't.
Anyone.
I won't.
No, I'm not doing
not
that.
Not when I've got that much chicken over there.
So T-Box, we are here, and you're going to be hearing a bunch of. Go ahead, Corey. Hit one. See, you hear that? That's what you're going to be hearing throughout the day right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as guys are going to be able to play. You're going to play on the simulators. There are 8 simulators here, a bar, all kinds of televisions here where you can watch your games. It's a sports bar with golf. It's, you know, it's basically a heaven, okay? So if you're looking for somewhere to go today to hang out with us, and we're going to give away. When you walk in the door, did you see that cooler?
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
That is the coolest cooler I've ever
seen. I'm trying to eat this chicken burrito. I didn't even know it was on the menu.
I know you are.
Can't you talk for a while? My God. Read the room.
Is that not the coolest cooler you ever saw?
No, it's badass.
It is badass. It is unbelievable. It's a giant wood cooler. You open it up, and it's got the bucket in there that you put the beer and the ice and everything else in it. But it's made of wood, and it's got the Astros logo on the front. It's got the Astros logo on top.
Yeah.
It is fantastic, and we're playing for that today. So you come on out here, $25. You play Pebble Beach. Everybody will play the same course today, and the lowest score is going to get that cooler.
Have you ever played Pebble Beach?
I have.
Okay. Have you ever played Spyglass?
I have.
Okay. Why don't we play – have you ever played Bethpage Black?
I have not.
Okay, let's play there. Why are you playing on home course advantage?
I've played there. Doesn't mean that I know anything more. We watch Pebble on television every year.
Yeah, but
everybody
you played
knows.
It. You know the intricacies of the course.
Not on the simulator, I don't. See, it's different, okay?
We'll see.
Well, and
they look real.
and Daniel has set up a Frisbee course for you.
No, he has not. Shut up.
It's impossible to do because it's so stupid. No one would do that. So
no, but there's clubs already here, so whether you bring your own clubs
right.
or you've got clubs here.
Come on by this morning or all day long. We're going to be doing this all day long.
It counts whenever.
Up
right?
until 7 o'clock, you can get here mm-hmm. and play. It's just $25, and you got yourself a shot. And it takes about 50 minutes, maybe less than an hour to play the course.
So on your lunch break if you need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come by here and do
great
lunch.
Place to play. We're going to be all our shows are going to be here all day long. So we want you to come on out and experience T-Box. Listen, you are a cold weather idiot. You can't stand
Well, I like the 60s.
Yeah. You hate the summer here.
Well, I don't like 100, no. And no. I don't like feels like 107.
Right.
Most people do.
And that's what happens all summer long. Well, guess what? This is where you come.
No.
Right?
It feels good in here right
Temperature
now.
Control,
yep.
right?
Yep.
72 degrees in
Plus,
here.
Plus, if you don't want to wait, you know, you don't want 3 hours
yeah.
out there on the course, three
no.
and a half hours.
No.
You're in here sweating. You get swamp ass. Not in here, you don't.
Yeah. So you come in here and you play your golf. Oh, I can't play. I have to work for a living. I can't play. It's too hot. I can't play. It's raining.
I have to work for a living. That's not a have to work for a living. People still have to work if it's hot or cold.
Well, all I'm saying is I don't want to hear no excuses. I can't play. Because you can play here night or day, rain or shine. It doesn't matter. And the people are great.
Well, even if you're working.
Brian is here. Corey's here.
You can
Daniel's
take a lunch.
Here.
You can do it during lunch
Kirsten
if you're working.
Is here.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. And they can't be nicer. Catherine will come by later, Daniel's wife. She's the grand poobah of the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to be called the grand poobah of the place. But she, you know what? This is unbelievable. It is awesome. So if you are looking for something to do today, if you can get here, you can get here. It took me about 35 minutes to get here. That's all. From downtown
Houston. Yeah, it wasn't bad for me.
Yeah, from not even downtown. I mean, from the Galleria area.
And I had a car that had been on fire on 59.
You did?
Yeah, so it wasn't.
There was a barbecue?
No, it had already happened, but I could see that, you know, it's, you know how it is. They've got the fire truck had knocked off two of the lanes, and so, yeah. And there was another fender bender, and I still got through that in decent time. So
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
You had it too, huh, RJ?
Yeah.
Oh.
59 North crew.
Yep. Wow, my 59 North, I didn't have that. I don't know.
Because you live inside the loop.
Oh! You had it. I was way down there with you people.
Well, my driver did not.
What's up, guys?
My driver was not accosted.
We already got. Look at now. These guys can play. Uh-huh. Now look at. We already got a foursome out here.
They're just saying, "Will these old heads leave us alone and
okay.
let us play?"
But what the? Yeah, what the hell?
I'm trying to just play.
No, they're looking.
Your
like
driver. So your driver didn't. Jeeves didn't have to navigate.
I drove myself in
traffic?
My. You asked me, did your battery run out?
Well, I mean, it's not near the station. Yeah, a little bit of a drive. It was a little bit of a drive so that I could – you know what? I want to apologize. I actually want to apologize to listeners. I have a really good feeling now. When you're listening to our show and me and John are debating a topic and one person is very strongly on one side, one person's very strongly on the other side – I now have a good feel for the amount of frustration that you have when you have a long drive and you're listening to full segments and you can't stand the argument that someone else is making.
Yeah.
Whether it's me or John.
Or whether it's Keyshawn or whomever.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I had to listen to Keyshawn Johnson make an argument. So Jay Williams brought up, he was basically giving the Nuggets credit just like, man, this is a juggernaut, and we're going to, you know, I think we're seeing a page. His point was that Bruce Brown is the only guy that's not under contract out of their best players. That's it. He said, we may be looking at the next big superpower for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And, oh, my God, I mean, Keyshawn couldn't race to the microphone fast enough to, oh, this is not, like, to completely, I'm not trying to down the Nuggets. But then this doesn't count. The Clippers were hurt. They're always hurt. The Clippers were hurt. The Lakers, they didn't, you know, you beat the Lakers. They were a 7 seed. Now they're a 7 seed. Before, they're the only thing that ESPN talks about, by the way. But now they're so
and
lowly.
And he was all over them.
Oh, yeah, because they were red hot.
When they beat Golden State, he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they're red hot. Now they're just some low, and they beat a Memphis team that's really tight. Now it's just, oh, this doesn't. They're just a 7 seed. Mm-mm. Oh, Miami's an 8 seed. And Jay Will said, Miami just beat the 2 seed. Yeah, but we're busting a real 2 seed. He said, yes. Yes, they were. The desire to find ways to crap on the Nuggets or throw a wet blanket on Jokic, it's amazing how much gymnastics you have to go. There are people with sprained backs and necks and torn ACLs trying to find ways to discredit Jokic and the Nuggets. It's unbelievable because it doesn't fit your narrative. Jokic doesn't look like it's supposed to look like. The team isn't – this isn't the suit – like, this. The Nuggets lose all the time in the playoffs. This isn't what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to – it's supposed to be – we're always told it's LeBron or it's going to be Philadelphia or it's going to be Golden State or it's going to – you know, it has to be one of these superstar. I'm sorry. Jokic just had his 9th triple-double in the postseason. Not ever – this year.
Yeah.
9. If Hakeem Olajuwon did this, I would fight anybody ever for saying that he's not the greatest big man that's ever walked the earth. Ever, if Olajuwon did this. And this isn't, these games aren't 135 to 124. That's not what this is. This is the playoffs.
No.
Good teams, slower tempo.
No. Yeah.
What he is doing is best that's ever played the game type stuff. They showed a stat, 60%. There's only 2 players in finals history, the shot 60% from the field and had a triple-double.
And it's Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, and now Jokic. I mean, is that company good enough for you? What excuses are you going to make now? But you won't make it for Wilt?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on now.
No, listen, Jokic is but because he's so awkward, dude.
Uh-huh.
This is – first of all, he's white. He's awkward.
He's not ripped up or cut up at all. So he doesn't look – he's not explosive.
But
it doesn't look the part.
Watching him with the ball at the above the key or at the free throw line and just looking at the court, he's as good as any point guard ever. Mm-hmm. His passes are he can see – how do you stop it? When you were a little kid and your big brother would hold the ball over your head and you had no chance to do anything.
The vision, the touch, the precision. It's the reason Magic Johnson, back when point guards were all 6 foot, 6'1", or maybe 6'2", Magic at 6'9", had an enormous advantage because he could play over the top everybody. The Rockets had to match him up with a 6'7", forward, Bobby Joe Reed, Robert Reed. It was and Lewis Lloyd and Mitchell Wiggins, who were their two guards. You couldn't match up point guards on him. Well, now, no matter who's on Jokic, he has that size, that length. He's got good length for his size, too. And he can play, like you said, he's got precision passing with great touch, great spatial awareness in anticipation like Magic Johnson. Honestly, he sees the court like Magic did. But because he's like he's not a ripped-up body type, he's not an explosive player, it's hard for people to get excited about him. And yet his performances are, I think it's causing people to just, this is a boring. Anybody else doing this triple-double, doing this in the postseason against the best competition and the excuses being made like, well, as a Lakers team that you know, they were, like, the Lakers were one of the hottest teams. The Lakers looked like they had a chance to win a title, period. The odds were close between the two. But and then Keyshawn, who's an L.A. guy,
yeah,
who makes all the excuses.
No, he loves Lakers.
He thinks that the bubble championship, you know, if you're going to – just be consistent. If you are okay with the bubble championship for the Lakers and for the Dodgers, then you've got to be okay with saying, oh, you know, it was the Lakers. If they had, you know, if they had these players longer together, these guys got on the same page. That's why they were hot. And he's acting like, well, if it had been the whole year, things would have been –
do you mean the Dodgers 60 game win?
No, but if the if the Lakers would have had the same players the whole year, it would have been different.
They
were playing their best ball.
They were playing awesome, and then they got slapped.
They were playing their best ball.
Yeah,
and then they got swept. I mean, you cannot make excuses for now. Gilbert needs four straight wins by the Miami Heat because Gilbert had Miami 4-1.
He had them in five.
Now you did say the
Astros. It looks good though. It does look good. I mean.
For Gilbert?
Take Miami in five right now. You know what your odds are going to be?
Well, there were plus 2,600 before.
Well, they're going to be higher than that now. They're going to be over 50, over 50 to 1.
Is it even being offered? Like, yeah, because a sucker bet, somebody will play it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got a break here. We are live at T-Box in Kima on Marina Bay. It is awesome, awesome, awesome. You got a chance to win you a $500 cooler today. Just come on out, put down your $25, and let's go. It can't be better. We got breakfast here for you. If you're in the area, come and stop by. Dell, come on by. We got Chick-fil-A, so we want you to come on by. The people want to see you and hug you, Dell, so get on over here to T-Box Texas. Go to T-Box Texas, find out the address at T-Box, TeeBoxTexas.com, and come out and hang with us. I'm talking right now about GiveMeTheVIN.com. And if you're going to sell your car, I sold my car to John Clay Wolf, Frankie's car, and it was the worst. He said it was absolutely the worst car he's ever bought. She set the record for most dings. If you get a, you know, you got a little dent here, you got a door ding, you got a cracked headlight, you got all of these little dings that could happen on your car. Frankie, the record before Frankie was like 14. She had 68. So it was unbelievable. I don't know how I was going to sell that car to anybody else. John Clay Wolf bought it. John Clay Wolf bought my car, and I'm going to tell you this. I worked him. And I'm sorry, John Clay Wolf, I worked you. There's nothing I can do. And here's the deal, is he didn't care. Because he was going to sell. I don't know if he ever was able to sell it, but here's the deal. He will buy your car, and he will give you more. He does it every single day. All you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? There's one place to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. We've already got people here at T-Box. Wayne was just here from the Clear Lake. Is that it? Clear Lake? He was here hanging out with us. Good to meet him. Just come on up and say hello. We are at the back of T-Box here inside, but you got the guys, the youngsters already playing over here. Is school over? What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
School's already done? Oh, your kids are home now for the summer?
Mm-hmm.
How great is that?
It's amazing.
How awesome. Every day.
No, not having to drive to pick them up is nice.
It's nice. That's nice. No, I remember those days.
I can always stay at my own office. Like, you know, Mason's just going to be on the couch playing NBA 2K.
Yeah, but you can't say now that I've got to look at players and, you know, you're.
Oh, no, I could. Well, right now I'm doing tax stuff.
Oh, you're doing tax stuff?
I've been doing that for about 4 days now.
Wait, but tax season is over.
Yeah, no, I got an extension. I never file on time, so.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, so I got to do tax stuff.
But then you pay the interest, and if you owe?
No. You can get an extension. File an extension.
You file an extension, but you don't have to.
And then you have to turn it in by, like, October.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But I thought if you got an extension and you owed, you would pay the interest on that.
No, I don't think so if you get an extension.
Oh, you don't? Okay. No. All right, well, you've been working on that for like 4 days.
It's taken a while.
It's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grind.
It's taken a while.
I know it is. Okay.
There's that. There's some meetings I've had.
What's up, boys?
There's meetings. There's
I'm
doing some Aflac stuff, trying to get in the
Aflac
portal.
Stuff.
Yeah, I signed up for that. Aflac,
yeah. That?
I'm giving it a chance this year, so now I got to put that stuff in the portal.
No,
There's a new thing coming up where I got to look at the top 25 prospects. Next year. There's always something I could be doing at my office away from the house.
Does your wife listen in the morning? No, she's not listening.
Not now. We're not going to school.
That's right. So
it's great.
So nobody's up listening.
She's sleeping.
Now are you going to apologize to Jeff Bagwell today for Ronel Blanco? I don't know why you'd have to apologize. But,
No, but Abreu had – the headline is not Jokic gets his ninth triple-double of the postseason. It's not, you know, Astros get the win and – and Ronel Blanco does a really nice job going 5 1/3. Your bullpen was exactly what it needed to be. The headline is Jose Abreu had a double with 107-mile-per-hour exit velocity.
Yeah.
That's like the headline to me.
Now,
up to 107 exit velocity.
That would have been gone in a lot of parts, too. That was in left center,
still,
midway up the screen.
It's actually happened a couple times to him where he's not pulling it.
Yeah.
And taking advantage of, we thought he would take advantage of the short porch, but he's not been
a
Deadpool hitter.
Not once has he taken advantage of it. So yeah, but he hit that ball hard. He also had the sacrifice fly, and he's listen. How are you going to complain? His OPS is up to 541. So
I
don't know what you're looking for.
What do you want me to ask for? I wanted to get 600. We're good.
No. I'm telling you, it's going to be 750 by the time this is all said and done.
You already heard what Doug Glanville said yesterday.
Yeah, it's going
to
be impossible.
What do you want me to just
it's
say?
It's going to be impossible to get up there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it. But
you know the Astros.
But Ronel Blanco starting that game and pitching well was good.
It was very good. Sean, I'd like to pull up when the piece with Kevin Burkhart and those guys. Let's get that, RJ, and get that, Sean. Yeah, Ronel Blanco. So this is what happens with the Astros. You got guys out of nowhere popping up. First it was Luis Garcia a couple years ago. It was Urquidy 3 years ago. It was in 19. I guess that was 4 years ago. 3 years ago it was Fromber. Abreu's come on. You've had Christian Javier last year.
Yeah.
It's everyone. There's somebody who steps up all the time. Now, the Astros came up on MLB Network. And I noticed this because Ross Bolin, I follow him on Twitter, and Ross is a Houston fan. I don't know if he lives here anymore, but
I don't think he lives here. But Ross is a guy I follow. He started his company, Total Frat Move, and other stuff. I think he sold it. But he said, this is the laziest bleep I've ever seen. And so and it was about the Astros. So I had to listen to it, and I couldn't believe – when you put it into context, when you're listening to how lazy this is, he's right. This is really lazy, and this is what happens. And he said, just tell me you don't watch any games and that you're a casual. That's what he said. Listen to what these guys – and I don't even know who all – it was Kevin Burkhart, but I don't know who the other analysts were on the set. Let's listen to what they say right here. We'll identify the analysts.
All right.
But I want you to listen to what they say here and see if you agree.
I don't think so. I think they've lost Verlander. They lost a lot of key guys. Gurriel, he was a good guy to get in there. And the guys they brought in, they haven't really panned out the way they needed to. But there's a reason it's so hard to go back-to-back. Not a lot of teams have done it. Once you go that far, you kind of have a little hangover. And I think that's what they're going through right now. And so my answer is no.
You know, it's all about the rotation for me, and they've had some young ball players step up. Brown, France, and Belak have done an amazing job stepping up, but when you lose Arcidi, McCullers, and Garcia, that's the heart of your rotation, and especially when you're getting, trying to chase down the Texas Rangers, do you have enough weapons on the mound and offensive pieces to really score runs and put up zeros? Also, they struggled, at Minute Maid, which is not like them. They usually defend the fort very well. So I want to see them be able to turn the page, but I don't want to bet against my man Dusty Baker, one of the best managers of all time and one of the master motivators. If anybody can motivate them to get back to the World Series, it's him.
Is it still, you talked about the turnover, is it still in your mind then, Altuve and Bregman, are those the two most important guys for them to kind of just carry them a little bit?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is where they came up. They're homegrown there, and they need to come in and really show them how Astro baseball is supposed to be played.
Show who how Astros baseball. That is the most casual conversation I've ever heard.
It's the best pitching staff in baseball.
Yeah, start picking. That was Ross's first point. Start picking apart everything.
It's the best. It's the best pitching staff in baseball, giving up fewer runs than any other team
with those guys
in
out.
Baseball. With all those guys out. You should be saying, "Wow, what a job! They're unbelievable." And
Arcidi's expected back.
What you can pinpoint for this team is a lack of offense. It ain't about the pitching. Uh-huh. If there's anything that's held them back, some it's their lack of offense. It's the lack of runners in scoring position. It's the lack of their average. Everything about the offense has been, and that in large part was no Jose Altuve. For most of the season so far. No Michael Brantley. Abreu has been a disaster.
Michael Brantley wasn't there last year. They won a World Series. This is easily you say, okay, look, Justin Verlander, yes, but Justin Verlander wasn't there for their last World Series run. In 2021, he wasn't there. McCullers wasn't there half of the season last year. From mid-June on, you didn't even have Michael Brantley. Like, you are going to, yes, you lose, and you talk about these other guys doing a really nice job filling in France, and that's true. But they're 11, what I would say is, look, baseball's a long season. They're 11 games over 500. They're just drafting right now. They didn't have Altuve before, so that's part of the offense. You've got Alex Bregman, who's a consistently slow starter in a baseball season. You've got Urquidy, who's going to be coming back. I mean, if anything, the Astros are just drafting right now, just sitting in position.
And Altuve and Bregman are the guys that are going to have to carry. You got MVP, Jordan Albers.
And Kyle Tucker, who, by the way, three hits again.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker, a couple doubles. Kyle Tucker stole third, scored at home on a bang-bang play at the plate on a sack
gotta
fly.
It's got to be Bregman and Altuve teaching them what Astros baseball is about. Jordan Alvarez is an MVP
Everybody
candidate.
Everybody knows what. And he made the comment. Some of the guys you came in, you asked to bring in, hadn't done the job. You just say Jose Abreu. That's the only guy that you can talk about. And by the way, the guy he replaced was terrible the entire year except the postseason.
That's right. No, yeah. Absolutely.
And they won a World Series. So that's, like, to me, that is a very casual conversation. Now, you can make arguments about, you lose Verlander. But the thing is, the Astros have gotten a World Series without Verlander. They got in there without Lance McCullers. They played well last year without Lance McCullers for most of the year. The heart of the line, that's the heart of the pitching staff. Well, I guess, but your two best guys are still healthy in Fromber and Christian Javier. So your two best guys are still healthy. You just got Altuve back, you're going to get Urquidy back. And the Astros have a history of being willing to make trades when needed to bolster a team. That was a very casual conversation.
I don't get it. These guys are. This is their job. Major League Baseball.
And the Astros aren't some like one-off team.
No, it's every year they're there.
They're in the ALCS 6 years in a row and four World Series last 6 years. You should know a little bit better than this. Like, you think it's still Altuve and Bregman? Yeah. Not so much.
Jordan
or,
you know,
Kyle Tucker, the two favorites for the Astros winning the MVP. It was Dexter Fowler and Dontrell Willis.
Okay. All right. 713-780-3776, live from T-Box here in Kema, where people are – we've got breakfast for you. Just get on over here. We've got bays open. You want to come and play. We got the youngsters already teeing it up. We got you, where you can win the nicest cooler I've ever seen, a $500 value right now. Get here. We're going to be here all day long, though. If you want to take a lunch break and come on over here, it takes about an hour, less than an hour to play Pebble Beach. We're going to set it up the same conditions for everybody all day long, and you're going to play. And if you got the lowest score, I don't care if you're a pro, not a pro, whatever. I've seen really, really bad golfers shoot 8 under, okay? Really, really bad golfers shooting an eight under. Okay, so you can do that here. All you need to do is get over here to T-Box. Let's go. You know who's close to here is Billy Brown.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, they're in this neighborhood, I think, or Pearland or something. I don't know, but I do know this: we got to get Billy. If Billy came out here to play, you guys don't worry about it. He ain't winning nothing. I can guarantee you that. Here's the deal, though: if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, there's only one place to go. I'm telling you, you're talking about we love integrity with our clients, and the integrity that we've got here with Billy and the entire staff there at Aqueduct Plumbing, they're awesome. 281-488-6238. We normally don't give out phone numbers, but you've got to have this one in your phone just in case, right? Because emergencies happen. They've happened to me, they've happened to you.
They happen all the time. I mean, emergencies happen all the time, and I'll never forget when they came out there, man, when I'd screwed something up because we had a freeze coming, I'd broke something off on an outdoor pipe, and they had to come out there. I mean, they handle emergency issues, but they handle, if you think you might have a leak, that's one of the quickest things you need to make a phone call on, because it can do a lot of damage under your home. It happened to me. I ended up having to get new flooring because of it. Make sure and just cause all kinds of issues underneath my slab. So make sure that you call our friends over at AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and so is your wife.
When I buy my wife, hang like sleeve of wizard.
The Summer Circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kema. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I was just talking about somebody that shot an 8-under out here, Corey.
You said he was a terrible golfer, but he was 8-under.
He was terrible. I said I played with him, and I don't understand how he could shoot 8-under here. but we are live at T-Box. I want you to come on out here in Kema on Marina Bay. Come hang. Dell's going to be here. You can hug him.
He's not going to be here.
He's got to come today. We're right down the street.
He doesn't want to see you at all.
Listen.
Even when he gets paid, he doesn't want to see you.
He did that drive every day.
I know.
This drive that you just did today, and you were complaining about, like, you needed some kind of a cooler or something. You needed sandwiches on the way. Okay?
I'm watching these young guys hit. They're playing Pebble Beach right now.
They can play.
And, but their drive is 225, but it looks like he ripped it. I'm like, man, I'm definitely going to throw my back out.
It doesn't go as far as on the course.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the roll that you usually do. So, and now – I say that, but these guys, I mean, I don't know, because I've played with Daniel and I played with Corey out here, and they're hitting it a lot further than I am on this machine, but not in real life.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's
about generating the swing speed.
I don't know. All I know is that I kicked their ass on a regular course. course. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. So we talked about Denver and giving them their props. And if you don't, then you're just – this is a really good team.
You're just a hater if you can't give them props for what they're doing.
RJ and I went to Denver Rockets earlier this year. Huh. We went and we had some nice seats, right, RJ? And RJ's standing up. Yeah, yeah. When somebody does something, RJ stands up and he goes, yeah, how about that? Take that. But we were watching – we saw that team and I was like, Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter and
first of all, they're huge.
Jamal Murray, they're huge. I mean, Porter, long.
Porter, yeah. Porter,
yeah.
I mean, Jokic, Porter, and Gordon are extremely.
I had Murray. Long. He had Porter that day. I think I kicked.
What does that mean?
Well, whoever had a better game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I beat his ass. Jamal Murray is a real player.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been around.
And he's healthy.
This is why. You know, we talk about Utah and Denver, and I've always placed them in the same pie because they just never get it done.
Right, and it was fair. And a few years back, it used to be Portland too,
yeah,
be in that mix. Even though they got,
they got to the finals.
Yeah, they got to the finals once, but you know, but Denver's primarily been due to injury with Porter and with
Murray,
Jamal Murray. I listening to Keyshawn Johnson talk, and it's just some people can't project; they have to see it first. And then they can project. And Jason Williams was basically saying, you know, this is a team that for the next 2, 3, 4 years, because they're all handled contractually right now, this could be the next big super, you know, some really powerful team. And, you know, Keyshawn just, oh, they're playing a bunch of nobodies. Oh, no. No. Well, sorry it's not the Lakers. Sorry it's not LeBron. Sorry it's not whoever teams you like, Keyshawn. But the fact is, if you project it, you can see it. It's easy to see Murray, Gordon, Jokic, Porter. Like, you can project and see, okay, length, rebounding, playmaking, shooting. Everything that you need is there. And, you know, here's something we really need to talk about. We haven't talked about this. They are playing in Denver. We've talked about this over the years, but more needs to be made out of this. Is there anything in sports that's a bigger now from an
advantage? Yeah.
From an advantage standpoint, you know, you can talk about Kyle Field, which gets really loud, right? Death Valley at LSU, Clemson. Typically, sometimes you may talk about. I don't know who the NFL teams. Fenway. I don't know if there's a real NFL team that
Kansas
you would,
City
you would
has
point
a big
to.
Advantage.
Yeah. But I don't think there's a bigger advantage in terms of sports than the altitude of Denver. Thinking about this, the longest field goals that we've seen collectively in history come in Denver. So if you have a distance kicker, you're always within scoring position to get a game-winning field goal or whatever the case may be. In baseball, it was a huge – if you built your team around Denver, and that's why they with Todd – what's his name? The first baseman.
Todd Helton.
It was a huge advantage for them at home. Now, they struggled a lot on the road, but then they, you know, put the humidors in to try to tamp down the runs a little bit. But you could build a team completely around your stadium in a high altitude and really just have a team full of bangers, Dante Bichette. And they had that for a while. The problem is they really trailed off when they went on the road. But for years, the altitude in basketball has been an enormous because you can get used to it. If you're there. But if you're only there for a game, a couple games, you don't get used to
it. Yeah, that said, they don't win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they do.
With that huge advantage, don't.
But they've been winning in a regular season.
It's not like it has meant championships.
No, but they've been winning at a high, but they have been very good at home, and now they have a healthy basketball team.
No, yeah, but I mean, with that advantage, if that was such an advantage, then you would have more championships in all the sports.
Let's think about this, though. I'm just talking about the advantage, and now you throw a really good team. I'm not saying it takes you over the top.
Yeah.
I'm saying, look at, you know, you had the team with Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Martin Jr. and not Kevin Martin Jr. Kenyon Martin and Chauncey Billups. That was a phenomenal team. That team should have been an NBA championship team. They won a lot of games. Denver has had a team that they've won a bunch of games in all their sports, you know, at different times. I just think in basketball, now that you've got a really good team that has become acclimated to the climate because they play there at home, now that you have a really good team that has home court advantage and you have to play there all the time now, I think it really should come into focus. They're smashing everyone in the playoffs. They've had injuries and other things, and they haven't gotten deep in the playoffs. Now that we see a really good team that's healthy and they've got home court advantage, look at how they're running through people. I think the oxygen level, I think the altitude is a big advantage for a good Denver team, and I think it's something that you have to factor in. Playing at Golden State was hard because of how loud the crowd is. Playing at Denver is going to be hard because you're going to have to get your breath. Dream used to come in and have to have oxygen masks. And that was against Doug Moe's Denver Nuggets team. But this team plays with some pretty good pace, too. Denver doesn't just slow it down. They can score some points on you now. And when it was Alex English and Vandeweghe and those teams, they scored. They were a pretty good team, especially at home.
Listen, they have an advantage that you don't have. You're right.
Nobody has.
Probably the biggest advantage, and they haven't taken advantage of it. They win some games at home, but it's not like you should be winning championships.
But this year, if your team is
Denver, the Broncos were good for when they had John Elway. So I don't care what team John Elway was on.
John
Elway was
right.
Win.
Colorado had one run to get to the World Series. Super Bowls. The Super Bowls weren't played there.
Yeah. No. I know.
And Denver got to plenty of Super Bowls.
Yeah. No. They absolutely had John Elway. John Elway would have won wherever he was.
Right. You got to have good. The point. You can't just win Super Bowls or NBA championships because you have high altitude. You have to have really good players too.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
But once you get it. But now they have home court advantage throughout, and people have to play more games in Denver where they have what you even said is a huge advantage. Now that big advantage, I think, takes on more meaning because it's home court advantage. It's not just regular season. And you're playing against one of the best bigs that's ever played the game. And if you can't say that now, you need to wait for another 5 years and two more MVPs. Jokic is probably going to – LeBron's going to be out of the league soon enough.
Yeah.
Jokic is probably going to finish – with a minimum of four MVPs. You better get ready for this. His numbers are going to be off the charts. And if his team is winning, and they're winning at a high level, Embiid hurt himself in the playoffs. Now, no matter what he does in the regular season, there are going to be people who say, yeah, but he tricked out in the playoffs when we gave him the MVP last time.
Well, no. He can't. He and James can't do it alone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't get enough help.
They didn't get enough help.
When he scored 14 in the elimination game,
they didn't get enough help. When we come back, Adam Silver had an interesting comment about Ja that we will get to on the other side right here on
Ja
ESPN.
Ja Rule or Ja Morant?
Ja Morant.
Okay.
It's a little different. Not Ja Rule per se. Ja Morant is what Adam Silver was talking about.
I was going to say, why would he be speaking about
I'm
Ja
talking
Rule?
About Patrick Chastain and Joe Chastain. And the great Chastain family and the tradition and Mandy and all of everybody over there that is just – they're just fabulous. I love what the Chastains do because we talked a little bit about it earlier at the top of – where's the integrity? How is it trickled down throughout the entire company? And this is what happens. They care about every single customer. They care about every single car sold. They want every single person to be completely satisfied because then that person will tell someone, they'll come back. I'm going back for all my cars to Chastain Ford because I know this. I'm going to get the best deal I can get at Chastain Ford. They're going to work their hardest to get me that best deal. And not just because I speak for them, but because that's what they do every single time. It doesn't matter who you are. They're going to take care of you. They're going to find out where your payments have to be, get them there, and get you the best vehicle they possibly can at the best financing. They're going to work that deal, get all the rebates, everything else, while the other dealerships are just trying to just gouge you for as much as they possibly can. That ain't the philosophy of Chastain Ford. You're looking for that Ford car, truck, or pre-owned vehicle, ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
The summer circuit continues live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at T-Box Texas in Kima. Here now, John and Lance on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live at T-Box. Want you to come on out. We've got a nice crowd here. All right. Paul and Lance are over here. They live down the street. They listen to the show all the time. They're over here. They don't even play golf. Okay?
The more Lances we can get, the better.
Right. No. This is awesome. If you haven't been here before, it's on Marina Bay, and it's in Kima, League City area. Come on out. Even if it's a little ways away, it didn't take me that long to get here from the Galleria. All you got to do is get over here, and you got a chance to win a beautiful, beautiful $500 cooler, courtesy of Daniel and Corey and all the guys
awesome.
Over here. It is awesome. It is awesome. So come on over and hang out with us today. We've already got guys that are competing for it. You and I, are you going to throw frisbees or are you going to actually hit golf balls?
No, I'm going to hit golf balls into a simulator.
Yeah.
Man, it's air conditioned.
And then after that,
I may go throw some frisbees.
Is this not perfect for you? Is this air conditioned?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the way golf was meant to be played.
No, not in air. Golf was not meant to be played in air conditioning.
It's simulated courses with air conditioning. No, I like playing golf, but once I started accumulating injuries, now I try to downplay golf so I don't have to feel bad about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a time where I was playing. You know, I grew up.
You got a nice swing.
Yeah, Pecan Grove. I grew up on it. I was actually a really pretty good golfer when I was 9 years old. We were some of the early families that lived at Pecan Grove, so I would walk onto the course and go play. My dad had to get ready for the U of H golf tournament with Bill Yeoman out in the Woodlands, and so he bought me some little Golden Ram clubs and I'd tee it up and I had a good swing, and my dad would say, "How are you hitting?" Like, he was trying to learn from me, a 9 year old. He's like, "How are you hitting? Like, what are you doing?" And I try to tell him, but you know, I didn't know.
You don't know.
And because he couldn't swing it. And then I was having a good time, had a good swing, and then when my dad stopped letting me tee it up in the fairway.
That's it.
Because I liked golf when I was teeing everything up. And then but then I played, you know, and in summer we'd go out, me and my brother and Mac Jones, Johnny Harris, we'd go out there on the course and we'd go walk it. We just cut over on the course, and the other real golfers didn't really like it. We didn't have a cart. We were just, you know.
Yeah.
We were walking or pull carts or whatever, and then we'd go find a bunch of golf balls, resell it to them, to golfers, go get into the water and get it. My brother got a leech on him one time. It's the first time I said, oh, that's what a leech looks like. That's terrible.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Adam Silver. Yesterday, he met the media and had this to say, and it's an interesting take about the Ja Morant situation.
So in assessing what – discipline is appropriate if that's the
hang on
case.
Let's roll it back, Sean. Let's see if we can bring the audio up on it, because we can barely hear. I don't know if they can hear in there.
It sounded
cars.
Echoey.
It's very light on the audio front, so let's make sure, let us know just right here on the air when you get that. Let's pot that up as much as we can, and if you need to increase the volume on the Adobe,
yeah,
do
go.
That as well, so
hey,
we
it might
can
be
hear.
Our hair to, yeah go, play okay. it again Sean
yeah I just pumped it up hold on
Okay.
So in assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day. On the part of me and my colleagues in the league office. In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals.
So what he's saying is he doesn't want to make – he's made his decision. He knows what the punishment's going to be, but he doesn't want to say it now because it will distract from the NBA
That's
Finals,
right.
which is what he just did.
Well,
so now everybody – you know what the – I mean, every single radio show.
John, ESPN would have only – the finals wouldn't have existed. Are you kidding? Jokic and Nuggets on a potential sweep?
Yeah.
They literally wouldn't have covered the NBA finals. It would have just been
job. It still is, though. It still is.
Why?
Instead of saying, listen, we'll talk about that later, that's all. Instead, he said, we found some additional information about this, which means Ja's in some trouble. There was more to it
over
than
under
just
50
this.
And a half games.
Over under 50 and a half?
I'm using 50 as the baseline because it's been used before.
Well, see, now we're talking about it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
instead of just going, we're not talking about Ja.
Well, we're talking about it because he did say, I'm waiting until – he was asking a question, and he basically said, I'm going to wait until after the finals, but this is – I get it that's what he said.
We've made a decision. We have additional information about this situation. The Players Association agrees with us. This is going to be a big penalty. And we're talking – as opposed to him just saying, guys, we're here for the NBA Finals. We're not talking about
Ja. It's not what we want. Yeah. There's no Golden State. There's no LeBron. Let's just try to bury this Jokic title and act like it didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
Let's try to just act like Denver doesn't exist.
I know.
Denver's not the exciting team. It's not a Chicago, New York, L.A. It's not even Miami. I mean, Miami's a boring team. They don't. Do they even want Miami? Could they? Is there any way they could just cancel this? Can the NBA step in? And I'd like to see it, but the series. But is there any way the NBA can just cancel the series and so that people can get to the Ja stuff quicker? Yeah, so ESPN can.
And that's exactly what people want. That's what ESPN can't wait.
I mean, what's LeBron doing next, John? Have we even talked about that?
Right.
Have we even talked about LeBron retiring?
Listen. You got NBA Finals. You know what ESPN's going to do today? What's Aaron Rodgers? What concert is Aaron Rodgers going to today?
Exactly.
All right.
Is
he going to see?
Is there any chance that
Riri?
Is there any chance that Lamar Jackson could actually throw for 6,000 yards like he said as a joke? As a joke, and then they discuss it as a real topic.
That's unbelievable.
6,000. Matt Stafford got to 5,000 with Megatron. 6,000? Y'all had a whole segment, like a real segment, when Lamar joked? Oh, my God.
I think
they don't want to talk about the Nuggets.
I think 50 is the right number.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm making you make a choice.
Yeah, 50 is the right number.
So you're going to go under?
I'm going to go under 50 and a half.
I think if they found more stuff, it ain't going to be 40.
No, it's going to be 50.
It's not going to be 40. It has
to be a nice big number. Like
I think, so what are the chances? I'm going to say odds of whole season, I'm going to say 30%.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say higher, but I don't think it's higher than that because it would have to be the first time. But, you know, I wonder if Adam Silver would look at Calvin Ridley and say, you know, the NFL, yeah, it's 100. I mean, yeah, it's 82 games, the NFL's 17, but it's the same amount of paychecks. Like, it's not the same amount, but it's the same amount of percentage of pay. It's 100% of pay. I wonder if he looks at the NFL and says, the NFL is willing, when you step out of bounds with something that they feel is very strongly about, which is gambling, and the NBA wants to feel very strongly about that with guns, then why would you not take a guy out for the whole year? Why would you not try to make a point that, hey, Calvin Ridley was a good player. John Morant is a star. Why would the NBA say, hey, star or no star, everyone's going to get treated the same, and we will not tolerate this? Because I promise you, even if guys do carry guns and some will need it for protection or whatever because they go into situations where, you know, it can be dangerous because people just are always looking to test you or they want to rob you.
It's legal,
but
too.
You don't want to show it on. The NBA's whole thing is, dude, don't be so stupid as to show it on. It's probably the same thing with Deshaun Watson. Dude, you could have done – you didn't have to do all what you did. I had an NFL team, a guy who was a director of personnel, say, why would he not just go to a prostitute or somebody like that? If this is a thing for him, why would he do this? Like, what was Deshaun thinking? I was like, why are you asking me? Because I live in Houston?
Yeah.
Why would you? I don't know why he would do that.
Well, here's one of the reasons why. Somebody we know, both of you know, we know really well.
Dell.
A player told him,
okay,
said, man, Instagram's the way to go, bro. That's what all the players are doing. They're going to Instagram. These girls, they just they can't wait to get with you. It's so easy.
It's so easy, and it's not going to work out for you because they'll screen capture what you say. They will if they're looking to blackmail you, they'll blackmail you. It's easy.
The fishing's easy.
But
throw
more
the line out there, and guess what?
But more and more, a higher percentage of fish are going to get, and some of them we may not even know about blackmail stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the stories we may not even know because it's, hey, you don't do this, I'm going to make sure put this out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. We are live at T-Box, Texas. If you come on by, look, I got a 1560 shirt.
A 1560 shirt.
1560's in the house. What's up, pal? Hey, listen, you get on over
here. And he's got one of my foot things on like I wore.
Yeah. Oh, well, and he's actually going to play golf, too.
He's not going to be able to. In that
so
thing.
Here's the deal. We are live out here. We want you to come on by. You hear that boom, boom, boom in the background? That's guys hitting off the simulators. 8 simulators out here. You can play.
It's not a
overall.
DJ out here with a bunch of bass. That's just simulators.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's not a DJ out here with a bunch of bass. What that is people playing golf inside because it's going to be 1,000 degrees this summer. This is where you can come and play. And if you got to work for a living, okay.
This is where Jesus intended golf to be played.
Jesus.
In air conditioning with multiple courses available to us.
Golf's 500 years old. Jesus is older than that. I don't think he played golf, I'm pretty sure.
You know,
but, and there was a lot of sand where he was, okay? Okay.
Not much carry out of your driver.
No. So here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great place to play at night, you're looking for a great place to play when it's raining. You're looking for a great place to play when it's hot. You're just looking for a great place to play. Come and enjoy your friends. Watch sports. Enjoy air conditioning inside at a bar. You got it. TeeBoxTexas.com. TeeBoxTexas.com.
You're watching ESPN 97.5 with your ears.
High definition.